Welcome to today's program, The Beauty of Grace, and I'm Pastor Pete Norris of Harvest Fellowship Church, Goldsboro, North Carolina. And what a privilege and honor it is to be with you today. We want to share some things that I believe we're looking around the earth today. There's so much anxiety. There's so much panic. There's so much fear. There's so many people dealing with issues that I believe have been created by the adversary. And we got to understand that a lot of these things, COVID-19 coming along there, and that created some panic for people and scare for people, and a lot of people lost their lives, and we're so sad for that. But we realize that the enemy is using this fear and anxiety and all these things, and it's been a, you know, we had a terrorist attack in the early 2000s, and that didn't go away because this is all this was an attack of the enemy to bring fear and to bring anxiety and to bring circumstances and situations that arise in our lives that create such a fear and also feel pressure. So many people are feeling pressure. But I want to talk this week about overcoming worry. You know, fear is faith in reverse. In other words, faith attracts good things, fear attracts negative things. But faith attracts the desires of your heart, but fear attracts what you don't want. So worry is the gateway to fear, and fear is a terrible thing. If you've never dealt with fear, then praise the Lord for that. But if you're dealing with fear today, I want you to just kind of relax and just allow me to, because everybody has something that they deal with internally that brings them to a place of never being complete. Because if you could ever become complete to where you needed nothing from anybody, then you wouldn't need God. But the great thing about it is where all of us are insufficient, and all of us have deficiencies in our life that only God can meet. Now, I want to show you something that's been taught through the years, and I think it's been taught wrong, but we're going to discuss it and talk about it. You know, Job went through a very difficult time in his life, and for 9 months, you know, he ended up losing his family, he lost his money, he got sick in his body was attacked, and he went through a difficult situation, and you all know that. But there's Job chapter 3, verse 25 and 26 that I really want to elaborate on, because I really want you to see what I believe according to the Scripture and what the Holy Spirit has shown me. It says, "For the thing that I greatly feared has come upon me, and what I dreaded has happened to me. I am not at ease, nor am I quiet. I have no rest, for trouble comes." And we see here that Job was giving sacrifices for his children because he was trying to give these sacrifices. He didn't even know if they were doing anything wrong, but he was living in such a fear that he was going to disobey God, or that his children was going to disobey God, that he began to give sacrifices ahead of time, not even knowing if they'd done anything wrong or not. And so he had this fear that his children were going to do something wrong. And the Bible said he had no ease, he was not quiet, he had no rest, for trouble comes. But then if you look at Job chapter 9, verse 28 and 29, I think this is a powerful thing that's happening in the body of Christ today. I think there's so many fears that people are dealing with. Maybe, how's my body going to respond? What kind of sickness is going to come on my body? What kind of situation am I going to have to deal with? And I think people live in such a constant fear. You know, the Bible says in Job chapter 9, verse 28 and 29, "I am afraid of all my sufferings. I know that you will not hold me innocent. If I am condemned, then why do I labor in vain?" That's in Job 9, 28 and 29. You know, fear opens the door for what you're afraid of, and it comes to pass. You know, Elvis Presley believed and said that he would die at age 42. He either had faith or fear for it, but no matter what, it happened, because we realize that what we speak out of our mouth is exactly what's going to happen in our lives. And there's so much fear. But we're going to talk this week about dealing with those fears and dealing with those circumstances and dealing with those situations. And we're going to realize that God had a plan for our life, that we not walk in fear. You know, the Bible says in 2 Timothy 1 and 7, "I'm not giving you the spirit of fear, but of power and of a love and of a sound mind." Now think about that just a minute. He's given you power, he's given you love, and he's given you a sound mind. Now, do you have a sound mind when fear grips you? When you wake up in the middle of the night and fear just grips you and overcomes you and tries to consume you, do you have peace? at that point that you can just trust in the Lord. You know, the Bible says, trust in the Lord, lean not into all understandings, in all thy ways acknowledge him. So are we trusting the Lord when fear grips us? Are we trusting the Lord when we go to the doctor? Are we trusting the Lord in situations and circumstances of our lives? Or are we going about it with worry and anxiety and fear? And we're going to talk in the next 4 days about the four witnesses that I believe gives us revelation on how to overcome worry. Because if we study the scriptures, that's where we're going to get our relief. Because remember, Proverbs 18:21, death and life are in the power of your tongue. So whatever you say out of your mouth is going to be detrimental to your life. And that's the favor and the blessings of God, because that's the beauty of grace.